Again, for media members in the live, if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We're now happy to be joined by the head coach at New Hampshire, Rick Santos. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A hard-fought, high-scoring game with Villanova. You guys come up a little short, 45-33 on Saturday. Just give me your impressions on the game and what happened.
Yeah, first and foremost, that's a very, very good football team, one of the most complete teams that we faced all year. They were dominant in all three phases. I thought, you know, we controlled the tempo for the most part through the first quarter, a little bit into the second. Special teams was huge again for us, having special teams touchdown on kickoff return. And, you know, we snuck a surprise onside kick in there, which was great to steal an extra possession. But, you know, ultimately turnovers was what killed us in that football game. You know, I thought defensively started strong. We kept them at bay a little bit, but we gave them some extra possessions that ultimately came back to really bite us. You know, and I think you got to give them credit. Connor Watkins, you know, he was visibly hurt throughout some of that game. He was limping around, but that dude was a warrior. He made some really good plays with his legs. You know, made some nice deep balls to kind of ice the game at the end. And I thought their offensive line, as the game went along, kind of wore on us. Big, physically imposing group. You know, they did a really good job, you know, controlling that in the second half and running the football as well. So, give you credit to Coach Ferrante, everybody on their side of the ball. You know, they flat out beat us.
Max has been so good all year long. He's throwing the ball a ton. One interception through the first, 8 weeks of the season, and then three picks, including two in that key stretch there in the third quarter. As you've gone back and looked at those plays, what did you see?
Yeah, the first one, I thought the timing was pretty good by him and our receiver. The ball was a hair high. You know, you'd love to see Caleb Burke kind of pick us up on that one and make a catch. And I think Max needs to locate it better. So it was probably a little combination of both on that one. And then the last two, I think it was really good job by them. Probably our tendencies in that second and long situation, maybe, you know, probably high pass. They did a really good job of dropping a bunch of guys, drop eight in the coverage. And usually when we've had those situations in the past, Max has done a phenomenal job of bailing us out. You know, wasn't the greatest call on our end as coaches. Usually he checks it down. We live to fight another snap. But he forced a couple of those into coverage there. And we put so much on him. And this loss certainly was not on his shoulders. It's not for him to bear. He's been a huge reason why our offense has been successful throughout the year. We're going to continue to have faith in him, continue to push the ball and push the tempo through the air in our last couple games. And just unfortunately, that one didn't go our way.
A huge day from Dylan Lauby. I don't know what more that we can talk about with him. He's been so good all year and throughout his career, with 307 yards, 132 on the ground, your leading receiver with 10 catches, and then some big plays in the kick return game. Maybe just talk about the day that he had. And I think he went over 7,000 all-purpose yards now for his career, which is a phenomenal total. Just talk about his day.
Yeah, I mean, he gives us a chance. You know, we have a chance to win every single game because he's on the football field and the impact he makes in a lot of different ways. So just he's a great guy to coach. He's a lot of fun. Certainly going to miss him. I think that's what makes it hard to lose some of the games the way we did this year and know that we really only got 2 weeks left. And it's guys like that you want to cherish every second that you have to coach these guys because we love them so deeply. But he's a heck of a football player. The way he prepares and the way he just has fun in his process is really unique, and he's certainly going to be missed.
Defensively, you touched on Villanova's, you know, their ability to hurt you both in the run game and the pass game. How difficult are they to defend?
For our defense, yeah. I mean, I think they're
for anybody, really, right?
Yeah, for anybody, yeah. I mean, they're as balanced as anybody. I think they do a really good job of establishing a ground game early. They're really methodical in their approach. And then they get you to get extra guys in the run fit. And then when they get you one-on-one in the perimeter, it seems like they have those timely calls at the perfect time. And they have some dynamic guys with Hayek and Pringle on the perimeter that can fly, can go get it. And, you know, Pringle hit the deep inside fade with, you know, 6-7 minutes left, whatever it was, late in the game to basically ice it. And we couldn't cut it after that. So just really timely calls on their end. They're very well coached and great game plan, and they keep you off balance for sure.
Did you feel like that? I was going to ask you about the Pringle play. You guys had just scored with 10 minutes to go or so to get back within a one score game.
Yeah.
Did you feel like that was a sort of a backbreaker play?
Yeah, that was deflating for sure. I mean, we're never going to quit. We're never going to get up. We fought. We had two other opportunities to cut it again to a one score game late in the fourth, but that certainly took the wind out of our sails a little bit there. And yeah, it was a really good throw and catch by those two guys. And, you know, obviously he's got the speed when he gets behind the defense, it's tough to catch him. So, you know, tip your cap to them. Great call, great execution in a pivotal part of that game.
You touched on in your earlier comments about the special teams, not only the successful onside kick that led to the field goal, but Caleb Mead, you know, Dylan gets so much attention back there in the kickoff return game, but the 87-yard return by Caleb Mead, it had to be happy for him to be able to break out that kind of play.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, the off returner is such a huge position if you're going to be dynamic on that unit, and usually it's a person who's blocking for your primary guy, and with us being Dylan back there. So I was just happy that he got the opportunity to run it. He's dynamic in his own right. You know, we used him middle part of the season a little bit on offense a couple times with some jet sweep stuff and find some creative ways to get him the ball as well in space, because, you know, I think he doesn't get many opportunities, you know, playing defensive back, but when he does, you know, he was a high school running back and he's very elusive, got great top end speed. So was really, really happy that he had that moment.
Another big offense or big challenge for your defense, facing a high powered offense in Monmouth on Saturday, as you started to look at Monmouth, especially on offense, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
They do a really good job using tempo as a weapon, first and foremost. You know, they can really run the football. Obviously, we know how good Jaden Sheridan is. You know, led the nation last year in rushing. I believe he's leading it again this year. He can score from anywhere on the field. You know, I think they do a great job switching up their schemes with gap schemes, inside zones, outside zones. So really well coached, particular on their offensive line. And then I think they're super efficient throughout the year. So I think their running attack gets a lot of the credit. But Dymir Miller is as good as anybody at this level. He can take a hitch and make people miss and go score. He also has the ability to kind of take the top off the coverage. He's got top end speed. They have three or four other receivers too, that are equally as talented. So certainly it's going to be, you know, for us, we got to keep a net around it. We got to keep everything inside and front. You know, we have to have our best week of tackling. Cause that's one thing they do is, you know, they can make people miss in a phone booth and they're super dynamic on the perimeter.
I was asking some coaches last week. I agree with you. Jaden's for a guy to be leading the country in rushing 2 years in a row is unbelievable. You've been around the league a long time. Who does he remind you of, and you know, as some of the backs that maybe you've seen through the years in the league?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I'm sure he's comparable to like a Westbrook was back in the day. I mean, he's the FCS Barry Sanders back there. I mean, he's strong. You know, he's shorter, so he gets behind this big offensive line, and he does. When he bursts out, he kind of gets lost, and then he has the ability to kind of, when he sees just a little bit of a seam, to run through it. But I also, you can tell he does a really good job in the weight room. He's strong. He can run through contact. Very rarely does the first guy bring him down. So testament to that guy and how he takes care of his body and how he prepares. Yeah, he's as good of a player that's been in this conference in a long time.
Before I let you go, for your offense, when you look at the Monmouth defense, what are some of the keys and some of the things that you're going to need to do offensively to be able to score on them?
Yeah, they do a great job creating turnovers. I think they got 8 fumble recoveries, top 3 or 4 in the conference in turnover margin. You know, they're elite against the pass as well. I think they're top 2 or 3 there. So, you know, they're going to make you, you know, make some plays over the top. And it's hard to do that, you know, because I just think they fly around, they tackle extremely well. They switched up their scheme a little bit from what they were doing last year. And they do a really good job disguising, whether it's one high zone, whether it's man to man. And I think overall their entire team, I think it's 17 of their starters are seniors or grad students. So a lot of those guys have played meaningful snaps for them. You can tell there's a lot of continuity on the defensive side of the ball. Those guys believe in one another. They play hard. So it's going to be a great opportunity for us to go there and find a way to get a win.
All right, Rick, thanks as always for the time here today. Safe travels to Monmouth, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.